close the door maybe or whatever it is. Okay, let's go. Okay, see, this is Mikdama. Okay. Though it's not. Mikdama is the Arabic, okay? It's not really Hakdama. It's a, it's like Ki'ilu, a postulate, which he based like a philosophical syllogism on, you know, is you know, and this is Ki'ilu, a postulate, okay? And he's talking about how the whole idea of Ein Einchen Masirin fits into this. Because this Sheirish, basically, the Sheirish is talking about Einchen, right? And now he is going to discuss what's the relationship between Einchen, and he was talking about Einchen in terms of Minyan HaMitzvahs, in terms of how you count the Einchen Minyan HaMitzvahs. But he also says, at the, if you look at the towards the beginning, the Einchen are a reflection either you violated Ashoro and Aseh, because he's talking about, so he starts the beginning of the Sheirish. That's the Einchen. He violates a mitzvah, if you look at it, okay? So now he's talking about the relationship between the Einchen and the mitzvah themselves, and maybe an Einish could postulate a mitzvah, even though the mitzvah doesn't exist. And one question is what that means, okay? That is what we're going to deal with, okay? And this really is... this really is a not part of the Sheirish, okay? The Sheirish is basically over, okay? We finished the Sheirish, okay? And I think he even says that. Doesn't he say, doesn't he have a line at the end? Doesn't he have a line? He says, Zehu machi etzino lagdilo biklal hazeh. That's the share. Uboy nishlamu aklolim or the shroshim shekdamtem toil lamasha nachnu iskim boy. Okay, so the end is before the end of the shroshim, right? It's the end. The end. This is an addendum to the sheirish, and it's a postulate. Okay, and that's a mikdama. Okay, and we'll see what this postulate is. V'loi gam kein shichuba boi zeis ahagdomo. Okay. V'hu. V'hi. Okay. Lagdomo shi v'hi. Shekol ma shechayov m'olov mises bezen okuris hu mitzlois sebehechach. Okay. We'll do this step at the end of the sentence. Okay. So the kitzi is other ancient. Could have been alive. Could have been an asay. Could have been anything. Okay. But if it's Mises Bezdin or Kores, then it's for sure. It's for sure a Loisase. Okay? Zulas Pesach Umila. Shehem Bekores, Alpha P, it's an apology. Alpha P, Shehem Itzase. Kmoshe Zochu Betchilis Meseches Krisis. Okay. Kmo shez. What is it? What does he say? How does he translate it? Oh, his kiru. What is he referring to? Or his kiru? Is it talking about what he wrote, or is he talking about the Mon Krisis? I understand that, but I understand his footnote. I'm just saying, but is it clear?
It's Lashon Rabbim. It has to be the.
It's Kiyur Kubi the Chacham Mesela. It could be he's talking about himself or Lashon Rabbim.
Is that common by him?
I don't know. He says it's Leino. You have to know. He says later it's Leino. We have to ask. It's Lashon Rabbim. We have to see how much he uses Lashon Rabbim to evaluate this. It is true. Then Pirish Mishnayis and Perik Aleph Mishnah Beis, he says, "Vav Mishem Yehoyah is Shepesach Umila Ein Chayom Mishikos Achatas Vav Pishem Bekoyz Mivnei Shein Mitzasei." Vav Mishem Mishkoga And the Rambam Hirushkog is called Oive Bishkoga al Achas Mitzlois Sesheish Bohen Maisa, Chelmel of Kores, Hareze Chayiv Laka Kormachatos. Yeah, but this doesn't really tell us anything. This is about Chatos, okay? And he says, oh, Chatos depends on Loisase, the others depends on Kumvase, maybe they have to possess the Maisa Isa, okay? And there's no Maisa Isa not bringing the Pesi, not doing anything, or not being Mal, okay? But the postulate over here is not about Chatos, but the postulate is all Krisis. Okay? So we have to evaluate this, whether he's correct or not, I'm not sure. This, if he's referring to the Pirush Mishnayis, that's all he's want to add. It's not the Pirush Mishnayis in Krisis, it's the Pirush Mishnayis in Makkos. Because the point over here is about the Kol Mechatos, the point over here about Chayvei Krisis, and its relationship to Aloysa Sen Aseh, correct? Correct? So here, in the Pirush Mishnayis in Makkos, he says, I'm Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Achelik Rishon mehem lav shvikin lashoris mises bezin or lashoris kores ein loikin olov. We have to understand what that means. Okay, kegoin omri lo yikach isha ishes eshes oviv. Okay, v'lo yia kodesh b'bnei Yisrael v'lo yia locho Elohim acherim medomeim l'fish lebo alav azeh el lashoro. It's a lav shvikin lashoris mises bezin. Lefisha haklal etzleno shelechiva tera misa v'lo kores ad shehei b'yose dovo lav miyuchod v'hu ma she'ono oimim loy on the shakosav elekein hizir. So if the Rambam says this somewhere in Pirush Mishnah, it's not what Kapach is saying. We have to ask what he's referring to. But if he's referring to himself, then the Meseches Krisis is not the right quote. It should be Makkos. Lefisha klal etzleinu lechiva teira misa v'lo kores ad shehei oisei dovo lav miyuchod v'hu ma she'om onu imim lo'ona shakosam l'kein hizhir. Lefikoch eno motzin lepoyel shum oinish min oinshin el acha hasro. We have to understand what that last line means. That's not negate to me now, okay? Correct? See, he's making this point very clearly in Makkos. Okay? The problem is, the way he formulates it, but it's not negated to us really, the way he formulates it, he got himself into a lot of hot water. Because he's saying that the reason why there's no Malkus in Misa is because Lafshit Las Horse Mises Bezin. Okay? And the Gemara in Makkos, your Gimel asks, maybe there should be a Lafshit Las Horse Kores. And you shouldn't get Malkus for it. Okay? And the Gemara gives an answer, and the question is what the Gemara's answer. That negates us now. But the Rambam seems to equate that the Pshat in both of them is because that's the Lav is given for. If that's the Lav is given for, so it becomes very strange. So I think, hello, Sisa, Lav Chit Nasoris Mises Bezin, Ola Soris Koris, ain't Sisa, ain't Loikin Olov. And he says, Lefisha Loi Bo, Alava Zeh Las Hora. It's true that the Lav is coming Las Hora because you can't imagine Koris or Mises Bezin without an Las Hora. But it's nothing to do with the Malkus. That's a different issue. Okay? See, the way he formulates Pirush Mishnah is hot water, okay? It's a problem, okay? But we're not here to explain the Pirush Mishnah. I'm going to ask the Kashi here. We're here to explain Sefer Mitzvah. All he says in Sefer Mitzvah is that Kores and Mrs. Bezdin require an Ashorah. Period. Okay. And it's logically, it's crazy, because you would say that since Pesach and Mila, there's a chiv kolis and there's no lav, she would say that you see from that the kolis doesn't require. Right? So it's just the opposite, correct? So the Rambam says, no, it's the opposite. The Kabbalah is that these are the exceptions, and they actually do require a lav, an ashorah. Okay? And here, okay, this is it.
Based on Svara Kabbalah?
He doesn't say. So, if you have a beer, according to Zohar, it says, we ain't at Slayna Bishum Pon Mitzah say Zuasim, she is Chayiv, her Ever, Aleim Chorus. So who's at Slayna? Who's he referring to? Okay. You'll find, oh, it's Leno. He has the Avla Sherish Etzleno. He says later. Or Aklal Etzleno, depends on. That's Atzal, okay? That's the Arabic, okay? He uses it later. So the question is, what's the, who's Etzleno? Is he talking about himself in the royal we? Or he's talking about those who understand the proper approach to Talmud, the proper derech to understand the Talmud, that's what they should conclude. That's what it's laying. Who's, is it the same as laying over here? The ain't it's laying. Okay? Very strange, but that's the translation word. It's probably Kapach also that's laying, right? Yeah, but who are they? Who are we? B'shum ponim, it never happens. There's no yoytzim in a cloud. Mitzvah says zulosim, except for them. And they are the exceptions. It's not that you can extrapolate the rule from them, but they are the exceptions. It's an important point, okay? Tizchai v'oiva le'akolis. Then he does another thing. He says, kol shekein, mises bezda. Okay? He's working hard on kolis, and he says, kol shekein, mises bezda. Okay? Correct? So now, so if you learn that that tak is the difference, that the love should meet the last horse, Mrs. Bezdin, as the etzim love is given, and that the Mrs. Bezdin requires a love, and you can't imagine Mrs. Bezdin without a love, and that's the whole ches of the love, as opposed to chorus, the love is not meet the last horse chorus, it's just that there's no chorus. It's a observation. It's an observation which you could use to work with that wherever this curse is certainly an ashola because loy ain't ancient like masirin. But it's not that the curse requires or the etzim curse. You can't imagine curse without ashola and that's a love sheet ashola is Mrs. Bezdin. See, that's the issue. If you can differentiate between the two, then we understand the kol shekein, because Mrs. Bezdin by definition requires an ashor. Kolis by definition is require ashor. We just have a Kabbalah that all the chayvei krisis have an ashor except for two. Okay, so that's the kol shekein then. But you see, even in Lav Shenitin, independent Lav Shenitin, you can imagine the owner's chorus without an ashola. You can't imagine the owner's chorus, the Achim Mises Bezdin without an ashola. And that's the kol shekein. Now, The Rambam quotes this klal. Also, you look in Sefer Mitzvot. In Loisase Samuch. Okay. He says, Sha'arim Mushorim al Bikas Hashem, Shneem Elokim Loisakalil, V'neema B'Einish Nekiv Shem Hashem Mos Yomos. Okay. V'zeh ha'klal, kol she'onash olov ha'kosuv, kores oy mises bezdin, harizeh harizu mitzloisase, chutz min ha'mimilo ufesach she'hein b'kores v'hein mitzlase. Okay, what's the word klal there? In the Arabic, and samuch, Eloisa sech samuch. Can you give it to me? I'll take it a second. Oh, it's a mina kotze. I'm sorry. It's a mina kotze. It's a mina kotze, correct. So what does he say? It's klal. Oh, so that's the proper translation. I knew there was something wrong. Okay, I'm sorry. It's a mina kotze. So, v'zeh klal kol she'onash olov ha'kosuv kores o mises bezin harizu mitzis leisaseh chutz mimilu chesach. Oh, we'll have to come back to that. But he quotes this klal in the Mina Kotze, which is interesting. What is he doing it for? We'll come back to that later, Blinetta. Okay? Okay, now, let's continue. Shemi v'chol ma shebo kosu batera. Okay, it's very important. It's mufuish in the Torah, kosu batera. Shemisha osa maisa ploni yehoreg o yischayiv kores. Yodanu beemes shamaisa hahu muze mimeno. Muze means an ashora. Ushu belois lasa loisase. I don't know if the muzu and the loisase, I'm not sure exactly what it is. I mean, you might be enjoying the sase. The word muzu usually is a lav. So, okay, whatever, okay, correct? That's the thesis, correct? So it means, he adds a word here. What has Chapel translated? Yodanu? What's the next word after? What does he say? Yehorg or Yishayev chorus, after chorus.
Yodanu.
What?
Yodanu beveirur.
Oh, beveirur. That I thought. It's bain. It's probably beis yud yud nun or something like that. What's the Arabic after that? Give me a thing. Oh, Yovin, that's the bind. Beis, pocket bind. That's bowl. Okay? This word, be'emes, the translation of Chaim Heller, is very poor. It's be'biru. Okay? 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 So, yodanu be'biru, shamay sahu, in other words, there's no questions asked. If you see Chayvei Mises Bezin or Chayvei Krisis, You don't have to go any step further. You know that you have an ashala, correct? See, the be'emes dilutes it. But biro means we know it with certainty, correct? And this is very important. So I want to share an observation, which I think might blow your minds, okay? If you were writing Minyan HaKotzer, okay? In Minyan HaKotzer, B'derech Klal, the Ram says the Nusach LeMitzvah in Bekitten Nimutz, okay? No guys, no, you know, just get to the point. And he quotes the Pasuk, what's the Mikom Chukom, the Pasuk which is the Tzivui, correct? So in the Mitzvah say, he quotes the Tzivui, this, okay, correct? So I ask you, when you come to a case with its kolos, okay, and there's no ashola mafurish in the Torah, what pasuk would you quote? That the chayit that it's an that the ashola kilu the shenema. Okay, why?
Nothing.
Okay, Lugambam. In every single case, he quotes the pasuk of the Chiyuv Kolos. So it means he says, we see in the Chiyuv Kolos an ashala. We see in the Chiyuv Kolos an ashala.
Those two?
Let me see the two, not the two. No, except those two. Those cases where the ashala is not mafurish in the Torah and is a Chiyuv Kolos, and it's not Pesach and Mila, okay? I'll go through one at a time, okay? Let's start. What's Koles or Mrs. Bezdin? Lamed Vav. Okay? Lois is Lamed Vav. You can look at the Minyan HaKotzer if you like. Lamed Vav. Shelo Nehisnabe Bishmo. Shem Avodah Zorah. Shenema Vashidabe Bishem Elohim Acherim. And what's going to happen? He's going to get the Oynish. Anochi Edrish, whatever it is, right? He gets the Oynish. That's pretty clear. That is Chavov. Chavov. I said, Chavov. Lo is the Chavov. What's Lois? Vashay Dabir. What does it say? Lo? No, Lo. Vashay Dabir. Chav Zayin. Shalom. Lihisnabe b'sheke. Okay. Shenema, ashe yozi l'dabir, tova b'shmi, ashe lo tzivisi. What lo tzivisi nashol? It means that I didn't. It's a shlila. Lo yisa se samuch. Here we'll get back to it. Sh'onu musholim, al bikas Hashem, shem elokim lo yisa kalil. Shenema elokim lo yisa kalil. V'nema b'inish v'noikev Shem Hashem Mos Yumos. V'zeh haklal kol she'onesh olav hakos of kolis ei mises bezdin harizu mitzis leisase chutz mimila ufesach shehein b'kolis v'hein mitzis ase. Now here, what does he do this for? What's his editorial? Okay. The ones before were chiyuv misa. This is the first case. The question: why does he? I don't know why. Why does he put it here? It's very odd. But this is the cloud, and therefore, I mean, see, I'm not sure that lechera is a very clear. Okay. See, that's a problem. Why does it say it before? Okay. But what is important, okay, is he's telling you that it's a Mises Bezdin or Kogos. It's sufficient for me to put the Mises Bezdin here or the Kogos as the Pasuk that we'll call, and I have to move any further. Since it's Babiro, it's enough. The fact that there's a Chiyuv Kolos, I know it's a Lois Aser. And that's enough for me. Except Pesach HaMila. The fact is Mises Bezdin, it's a Lois Aser. Shalom HaYisrael. It's amazing, right? And I'll continue going through the list. That's Samach. Sadi. Sholishcha chotze b'chutz. Shneema sheyishcha cho oy kesev. V'chule ha-pesach oy moyid. V'chule v'dichas. That's pretty good. Kuf chavtes. Sholoychal odom shenit mokotchim. Shneema nefa sheytochal. Bosa mizevach ha-shlomim. Asher la-shem. V'tumosa olo v'nichasa. Kuf lamed aleph. Sholechol neisa. Shneema v'yuchal avon yisa. V'chule. V'nichaso ha-nefesh. L'kuf lamed beis. Sholecho pigel. Sh'nehem ha-makti v'yisrei. Lo yichoshim lo pigel yiyeh. V'hu v'kores. Kuf tzadi vov. Sholecho b'yom ha-tzom. That's Yom Kippur. Sh'nehem ha-ki kol nefesh sholo su'une v'avarati v'nichaso. That's love. Love v'chila on Yom Kippur. Is the chiyuv kares? Okay. Next, that's kuf tzadi vov. Shin yud ches. Shiglo kal ov. Ve shiglo kal ov veim. Shneema umakal ov veim amos yumos. Shin yud ches. Shiglo lahakis ov veim. Shneema umake ov veim amos yumos. So you don't have to look any further. You have the answer. So, correct? So that is bebeiro. And that's a very important word. The translation of be'emes is a disaster because you're missing the strength of the idea. And you don't understand what he did in the Mina Kotza. Okay? Continue. It's an amazing thing. If I hadn't read it to you one after the next, that's like every single one. Okay? Next. Now we go further. New idea. Not a new idea. Now we finish this idea. This is the thesis statement. Okay? Thesis statement. Now. Vine pomim his bayer because of ashora. Lo this bayer oinish. Sometimes the Torah explicitly tells you that there's an ashora, a lav, okay, and doesn't tell you about an oinish. Okay, his bayah because of ashora, v'lo nisbayah l'oinish, okay? Is that what you have there?
No, milvad b'yoha oinish.
What?
Milvad. Besides.
His bayah.
Yes, nisbara b'kosuv.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lav b'yoha oinish.
U'pom o'inish niska v'ashor niskeres. So what's the first one?
Nisbara b'kosuv v'ashor lav, milvad b'yoha oinish. Yeah, oinish mavur v'ashor mavueras.
That's the second time, right? And the first one, the chod is something there. It means the ashor is there, and the onus is not there, right? What? Yeah, but the question, what does it mean? It has to mean, one second. Just one second, I'll tell you, just it's more important. I'll come back to this. He says, I think it means that sometimes you have a lav in the Torah, and it doesn't tell you an oinish. That's what a chod means. And sometimes it tells you a lav and the oinish, correct? And we're talking about, you see, the problem is, you see, this sentence, if you look back in retrospect, is a little bit completely inexplicable. And I'll tell you why. Let's hold this in abeyance for a second. Let's forget. Let's start over here. Pom mo'inish niska. Because which oinish are we talking about? We're talking about oinish krisis achayvim mrs. Bezin. Okay. Because you'll see in the next line afterwards, Upamim lo his bayo as hola because of Balab Greda. Avuyaski Oinish Levad. We are near as hola. Okay? That means the Oinish explained without the as hola. And what's the case? Avuyashiris is laying alone, it's a cause of the king his ear. The Epshish, Bibulti was hola, Lachol Mishis Chaibul of Oinish. Okay? And he's talking about which Oinchim? He's talking about Mis and Kares, correct? Otherwise, you know, if he's talking about all ancients, then we're back to where we started from, correct? What? That's what I meant to say. We don't understand what this first line means. I just like to have this, they make it look at the, you know, just this, and look it over. And I didn't realize when I, you know, I was preparing it, that I was more working on the next, okay? So there's one case where the Einish is there, and that's Hol is there. And the next case is the Einish is there and the Ashola is not there. Okay? And the first case, the Chari is saying the Ashola is there and the Einish is not there. Okay? So therefore what? We're talking about Yechai Kores. So what is it? Okay? Okay? Unless, the question is there such a thing? The only thing I think that a kores which you learn out through a Pirush Mekubal or something like that, it's not inspired by kores. We'll have to think about this, okay? We have to think that could be okay. We have no such cases. But it doesn't explain what the cases are. He finds it necessary. See, that's the crazy thing. He finds it necessary to make this his opening statement. Okay. And he leaves it. The simple statement that Terry says the Oynish and the Ashola, he explains. And that you don't need an explanation for. He says the two cases are Shabbos and Abud Sol. Look at it. He says, Kamoi Ufomi Mo Oynish Niska Vi Ashola Niskeres Kamoi Chilu Shabbos. That's in the original Arabic, okay? Sha'oma loisasa komalocha, that's in the Arabic. Ova loisavdin. Viach kach chiev, that's not in the Arabic. Skila, lemisha osa malocha, that's in the Arabic. O lemish, o she'ovad, okay? That's very clear. The psukim in loisa komalocha is either in Shmos Neseres Adibres, or in the volume in the Aseres Adibros, okay? And Loisa Avdeim is twice in Shmois. It's in Aseres Adibros and also Mishpatim, and it's also Aseres Adibros. But the Chiv Skila by Melocha is in Bamidbar Tezvav Lamed Hey, and by Avodah Zarah is in the volume Yudzayin Hey. Okay, but say that. So it's Mefurish Nepasim, correct? So that we clearly know. Ufomim loy tisbayu ashola because of belav greda. I don't know what the greda is in the original Arabic. I don't know what the greda over here means exactly. Okay. I think, what does it mean lav greda? Belav greda. Avo Yaski ho'oinish levad. Okay? It only tells you the oinish, tells you the kolis and the mises bezdin without telling you the lav. Okay? Okay. V'yaniach ho'ashoro. And it doesn't mention the ashoro. So that's an important, that's mentioned. So I understand what I'm talking about over here. The first case is inexplicable a priori. And even if it's referring to Pirush Mekubal, so the question is, so what the heck? Why, what's the importance of this now? Okay, now, then Upomim, and this is the important thing for us, Upomim, Lois Ispare, Akos, or Azhor, Bekos, Belav Greda, Avoyaski Oinish Levad, Venir Hazor, Avoyashirish Etzleinu, the Sheirish, I don't know if it's better to say Sheirish or the Ika, or it's a postulate or something like that. This Al Atzel, the same word as the Shoshim in general, whatever you want to translate there, it's not clear to translate the same, because you look at Sheirish Shvi, he uses the word Atzel as the Ika Mitzvah. And Lachor is using it the same way over here now. Okay. It's the Ika. Okay. So that's more what I would say, but, you know, I can't tell you. Also, at the end of the ninth Shurish, when he talks about Lav Shiva Klolis, he also uses the word Atzel. Okay. He's not, what is he talking about? The whole idea and the whole way he formulates Lav Shiva Klolis and all the various deen and the tuminim is he calls it Atzel. Okay. When he's summarizing the second part of Shurish Chi, you can see the words there. Okay. So it might be means like a Sanochas Yisrei. It's a postulate which you can work with and base things on. I'm not sure what he means exactly. Okay.
Also, Nochamu Atzleinu. What's the Atzleinu?
I know. That's why I was talking about. I was referring to this Atzleinu, to the other Atzleinu. Okay. It's both the same Atzleinu. That's what I meant. When I was talking with the first Atzleinu, I was referring to this one also. Okay?
They're all four words you don't need. You could just say, V'lona Shakosim. He doesn't have to say all these words. Elo Shaklalu Atzleinu. It all seems to be, what's the purpose of all four words? Just quote the Gemara. V'lona Shakosim Elo Imken Yisha.
I thought, Avla Sherish Atzleinu, it might be the Chachmei Talmud, but I don't know why I would have said La'onish Kenihis is called a Gemara Yuma, power from the base and other places. So, you know, so what does he want? Okay. Who's Etzleinu? What, he's part of the Chachmei Talmud? That's what I was confused about. Who's Etzleinu? Those who understand the Chach, that's what it meant, and those who understand the Talmud, okay? Correct? That's what, you know, it's a Chavfush Gemara. So what more do you need? Look on the Shalikin Hizim. Correct? It's a very strange thing. What is he gain by this? Okay. The Efsha, we built the Yoyis Razhoa, Lokomish is Chayav Lavoinish. But he's talking about the Chiv Koros, correct? Because the Chiv and Mrs. Bezdin, that I say also, okay? I Chiv Mrs. Beshamayim, I mean. Ulchen Yoimu B'chom Mokoyim Oynesh Shomanu Ashov Minayin Tamloy Mekach V'kach. He is a very, very interesting thing, okay? So the conclusion from Loy Onesh HaKosa Elkein Hizhir is that if you see an Oynesh, you know that there's an Ashov, and we just say Minayin. Where is it? Correct? Okay. So if I would ask you, correct? This is pretty clear, right? Okay, let's do it better like this. Let's. Okay. So it means that the a priori means, and it maybe means like that, then it says, Asho minayin tamaloy mekach v'kach, it's basically a rhetorical question, because we know that it is. The question is, where is it? But it's...
But look here.
I don't know, because there has to be. It's it is there. So we know minayin means, minayin, we're not questioning, it's not the rhetorical question. We're not questioning whether it's there. The question is, where is it?
All these cases, Gemara does this, it's by Kares and...
One second, just give me a chance, okay? This is Lachar, that's the thesis statement, correct? And the minayin is not... that it is, we know. We just want to know, where is it, okay? Or how do we know it, Okay? But it is there because we know it's there because it has to be there. Lohan Shekhin is it. Correct? Fair?
But the how we know it might qualify the this parameters of when you get the onus.
I don't know. You just see. No, well, let's just see. Let's see what happens. Let's just, okay. Next. So, L'cheira, this is what I start out with. According to the way he's going over here, this statement should be limited to Chayvin, Mises, Bezdin, and Koras. Okay?
Maybe not. It's Lav Dafka. They for sure fit in, but other things...
No, but you can't ask me Nayan then. You don't know that there's an Azhola. How are you asking me Nayan?
Then it would be Rechzge Minayan.
Yeah, you can't, there's no Minayan over here.
It would be a different Minayan.
Yeah, right? Okay. Okay, so the problem is like this. The Gemara Baba Kama, Kuf Hamer Beis, and the Sifra in Parsha Kedoshim, Parsha Beis, Sei Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. And the Rambam quotes it in Minyan HaMitzvos, B'Shem the Sifra. That this klal, L'chayr, was said by Kerem B'Chemish and Osho. Which has nothing to do with what we're talking about. And by the Lavim, in order to pull out the Lavim, Eloi Sechachashu and Eloi Sechakru. Look at Minyan HaMitzvos and see and quote it. This sounds like, what's going on? Mitzvah Eloi Sechayresh Memches. He shes healing Shalala Kachesh Achayves. Now, Resh Memtes, he shes healed me shova al kfius momoi. Hamuto leno, buomu isala, buomu loise shaku, ish ba misa. Bukule, siflo, loise shaku, matamaloi fishinema, vinishbal shekel amadu, oinish, as homi nain, tamaloi loise shaku. And the siflo also has a balistic noivu. Siflo and Kadeshim, Pasha Beis, Soif Perigimo. Aloch Aleph, Lois Ignoiva, Matam Loima, Lefishinema, Geneva, Shishinema, Geneva, Shnai Mishale, Lomano Einesh, Hasholominain, Tam Loima, Lois Ignoiva. So it's offhand, like, you know, what happened over here? Okay? Correct? So I want to say, okay, so it sounds like all panda, so what are you supposed to do? I think that the Rambam holds that the Chachmei Aseret were very medakt in their Lashon. And every time it says the Lashon, Oinesh Shomanu, Hasho Minayi Tamloi Mekach Vakach, that's by Chayvei Krisus. If it says, I'll explain to you a little bit. If it says, like the words, the fish, Lomadnu Oinish has hominayin, okay, that can be those or the exact same Lashon in all three cases. And those in all the other cases, I'll show you one after the next. He has the Lashon exactly the Rambam says it. Okay, just that before I try to explain it, it's an observation. Okay? And let's go one at a time. Mitzvah Lois Sepetes. Omo B'ma'ale b'chutz asheyale oiloi zovach v'alpesach oi moi lo yivin alasas oi say l'ashem v'nichas o isha hu me'amo u'b'sifro v'nichas me'av oine shomanu asho minayin tamulo mi'shom alocho penta le'oli secho. Okay. The Gemara in Zvochim. Kufa Meralef. Ksiv oynish ksiv asholo. Oynish a pesach ol moyed lo yivienu. So that we don't know. Over. He quotes the Gemara in Zvochim. That's irrelevant to us, that part. I don't have to tell you that part. I'm just quoting that part of the Rambam. That's irrelevant for us. Okay? But it's very clear. Correct so far? Next. Shin Yud Ches. O mechilto amu mekalo v'imoy mos yumos. Oine shamanu. As ho minayim. Tamloimo. Elokim. Loi sekalo. Im dayin hu. O vicha hari hu b'chal. El elokim. V'im nosi hari hu b'chal nosi. V'im bu hari hu b'chal. Loi sekalo. But he's saying the Oinish, that's what he's trying to, it's the same type of thing. Correct? It's a Chiyu Misa by Obed. Shin Yud. One second. That was Shin Yud Ches? Hello?
Yeah. Shalom Kalev Sahara.
Is there Sifro? Then in Sifro later, okay, this is probably what I really need. Maybe this part should be out. The Sifra says in that lav, ki ish as she kalis of the imoy oinishamanu as ho minayin tamloima leisakal kmoi haloshin shev mechilta b'shova. Okay, so he has all this and it's correct. Okay, the question is lomaglu shamanu. You know why should they? The observation is certainly correct. Okay. You see, he seems to learn. I don't know what the shamanu, what's the lamadu, what does it mean? But you know, when you can have when it says the shamanu, we know that it's chayvim misas bez in the chorus, and we know there's something that's holo. When it's lamadnu, it could have been anything. You probably need it's a oinshima for mitzvahs, as we see at the beginning of the shurish, correct? We don't know anything about what's in asholo. But you know, so what the heck, you know, lamadnu, shamanu, we don't know. I'm telling you that. I understand, but I don't know what the big difference between shamanu and lamanu is. Okay? The observation is correct. The question is, so therefore what? Okay? It's amazing every single time. And the amazing thing is the Ram tells you this over here and quotes this lashon sifra in Minyan Mitzvah. It's not that he wasn't aware of it. You know, sometimes you say maybe he wasn't aware of it. Correct? So that's, I have nothing more to add, but that's the information. Okay? Now, next. Now, here's the important part. Okay? Here's the important part. U'kishlo yisbaro ashoro min ha'kosuv Yilamdu Isa Behekish Min Ahekeshim Atorium. Okay. This translation is very confusing. Because the translation Hekish is a mistake. Kappa also points it out. Okay. It means Bemidim and Amidus. It means from the Midish Atorium the Dreshit Behem. See, here you have to scratch your head. What is going on here? How could this be? We just had Sherish Beis that says that mitzvahs HaTorah are not derived from Yigimu Midas, and that's how he comes as a knight in shining armor against the Halachas Gedolos, who the Esah Shavu Rabbis Tamachom, the Yom Mitam Chochom, whatever it is, correct? And here he says, okay, correct?
This is a different way. Now I'm saying you don't mean it.
I understand. But it's only, I understand. So, you know, so you understand, hello?
It's like alchemy is making something rock into gold now.
Okay, I understand. But what happened is that it's not only that you don't need it, but it's not even real. Okay? Why is it not real? Because the asshole really is the chi of colors. And this is not a real hashara, because the real hashara has to be b'furish b'kor.
Or b'furish b'kubal.
Yeah, but you see, you could have said, okay, that the pirish b'kubal can, you know, you see, if you wanted to be, you know, like really polish, you know, Iluyas, you could say that was the Kabbalah, in Anshkin Masirin, that whatever you're going to derive from your given midas, is the pirish b'kubal, that was a mesela, that's the law, okay? But it doesn't sound like that over here at all, correct? It sounds like that, you know, you see, but it's an amazing thing, you see. You see, if the Torah, excuse me, if Yud Gimel Midos, see, the Ram makes a statement, in Pirush Mishnayos, that Moshe received Yud Gimel Midos, you see. And we're learning Yisroish, we're learning Yisroish Beis, it's the laboratory of Chazal. Okay? But the Yud Gimel Midos is a deraisa. But what you derive from them, that's not a foolish makor. That's not minyan mitzvahs. Okay? So, who says that in Oine Shomano Hashog Minayin, you need a haschola that should be a minyan mitzvahs. It's a minyan mitzvahs because of the chayvik kriyas.
So what's the purpose of the zara?
No, there is an haschola. It's a deraisa. It is a deraisa. There is an haschola. Because Yud Gimel Midos can create a haschola. Because there was a Kabbalah from Moshe using Yud Gimel Midos. But as far as minyan mitzvahs, in minyan mitzvahs, it's not in the minyan. It's an amazing thing here, which he does. It's like, you know, it's like he's colliding. He's taking two worlds and colliding one after the next. I have no problems, okay? Again, minyan mitzvahs cannot be Yud Gimel Midos, okay? But if you derive minyan mitzvah, a deraisa. But it's not deraisa and gufei Torah. It's a deraisa, which is not mefurish makra, okay? So every ashola has to be mefurish makra. But the Zohar is mefurish b'kor because of the Kabbalah of Ein Kenshin Masirin. So there is an Azohar. And I will find the Azohar.
But it's got nothing to do with the fact that it's a minyan mitzvahs.
Right.
Except you have a checklist, you have to have a requirement.
Yeah. And that's why he quotes in the minyan mitzvahs. Yes, you know, what is the Azohar? He quotes the Chivik Krisis. I'll do it as many times as you want.
It's like a philosophical problem. You can't have an orange without an asara.
You can't. It's a philosophical problem. It's nothing. There is a klal in the Torah, a Kabbalah in Ein Kemasir. But it has nothing to do with minyan mitzvahs. We know from that klal that any time you find the Ein Kodesh, you can count the minyan mitzvahs. That klal, we know it's a loisase.
The asara is deraisa, but not mefurish.
But it's not minyan mitzvahs, because it's Yud Gimel Midos. He doesn't say, if you look at it, see, especially at the minyan kotz, so the question is, if I ask you, what's the mikom mechukam? What did Moshe Rabbeinu teach the pasuk?
The Einish.
The Einish. He taught the Einish. And he happened to tell you, they know it's here in Masilin, that you learn out from the Midos HaTorah, which the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave me, you'll derive it. There's an asshole over here.
But it's like a shayfish goes to Yosef Mishpat. It's nothing to do with the minion.
Yeah. Correct? It's an amazing thing. But you can't. You see, I'll tell you something. You know, if I didn't start out with the minion HaKotzer and show you, you see, first of all, I ask you, what he quoted the pasuk, okay? So, if, you know, before, no, that was not your answer when I asked you what he should quote. Okay, good. But that's good for the vault. That you need a loisus asim b'furish b'kor. You could not have absconded from the problem and say nothing. correct? You had didn't have that option. You had to say the Oynish. Or you had to say the Loisaseh. But the Loisaseh is not there. Because the Loisaseh is the Yugim Uminis. And Shurish Beis tells you nothing. You can't use it. So, but you need an Ashala. There's the Chaklal. But the Klal of the Ein Oynish Kimmis is not to do with Minyan Mitzvahs. It's not a Klal of Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay? So that's an amazing thing, correct? Okay. Then he goes on. And this I'm going to leave you with. V'zeh eno seisa omro. Okay. In one of the places, Zvochen kuvam abeis, ein mashilim min adin. V'le omrom. That's what they say in that play. They say in other places also, but also Zvochen kuvam abeis, v'chi mashilim min adin. Shanachnu lo mlome ein mashilim min adin. El kidei shenesa mashalo yisbaye lo yisa miyuchot b'yoifen hekesh. Means hekesh means the midas hatera. Okay? Okay? Correct? So, if I were to ask you, all these cases should be, there's no chiv kikaris. Correct? Correct? This paragraph, I made a short paragraph. V'zein u'seisa omro. This klal of ancient k'mas hirin of on the shomanu asho minayin tam loima is not a stira to v'chim ashirin min adin. Menadin does not mean kal v'choyma, as the Ramban interprets it in Cherish Beis, but it means you give me this. Okay? Correct? Is that fair? Okay, I'm going to throw now. I'm going to throw you. And just, okay. Okay? If you look at the Gemara in Svachim, okay, the case in point that the Gemara is talking about, Amos Hiram and Adin, okay, and the Chimas Hirmenadin or Amas Hirmenadin, okay, is referring to Shchut Echutz, which the Torah explicitly says Kodesh on it, but there's no lav. There's a lav for Allah's Shchut. Yishom lecha pentalo lesecha, okay? But the Gemara there talks about Sheikhin Umahale and says we find Kores and we find in Ashola, okay? But we find by Sheikhin, we find Kores and we don't find Ashola. And the Gemara uses the terms of Chimas Hirim and Adin. And that is going to be, it's Hashem. I'm going to try to deal with next week, okay? Doing that. Okay, you know, you see, but look at next one. Av omnam, because you need to say, oynish, mabeo. Okay? Batero, li oise zea maise, neida, behechach shu maise also. Muzo b'meno, the same thing he's saying again. Li omnam, noitzi behekish, It's not necessary. It's just to be mechazik. Look what he's doing. He's to be mechazik a sheirish of this. I do it not to mechazik the sheirish. They know each other. That's what he says. The acha higia asol me'adovahu oz. His chayiv, but then he says, but then it's a crazy thing. The acha shehigia asho me'adovahu oz his chayiv mishaova v'yosa oisei kores or mrs. Bezos. This line is also like off the charts, right? Okay. V'da zeis hakdoma, maybe this hakdoma, this thesis, okay, or this postulate, v'zocho ima shroshim rishonim b'chol ma shiyobol d'chorinah. Okay? He says, now we're ready. Now he's going to have akdoma to minyan mitzvahs, which is a separate issue, and shalom ha'yisrael to a noshim, and who's chayiv, who's not chayiv. But this is the end. This is like an epilogue to the shroshim. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, good evening.
Oh.